In the early 1990s, Atlanta had a higher percentage of residents living in public housing than any major U.S. city. Residents complained crime, drugs, and despair were daily realities. But in 1994, Renee Glover took the helm of what was considered a corrupt and ineffective organization. An attorney, she approached public housing with a business-like attitude, and from day one, Glover garnered much praise. Shirley Franklin, later to become Atlanta's mayor, was one of her biggest cheerleaders. Here's what Franklin told WABE last year.
Renee Glover is an unbelievably talented and committed public servant.
Glover brought a fresh, somewhat revolutionary approach to public housing, tear down the projects, develop mixed-use, mixed-income housing, and give vouchers to those in need. In this 2009 report on the demolition of Bowen Homes, Glover said the projects made sense in Depression-era America.
That was the right solution at the time.
But not today, she said. And within a few years, the first U.S. city to have projects became the first to eliminate them. That brought Glover both accolades and criticism.
Their concern was that they were not being involved in the process as required by federal law.
Attorney Lindsay Jones worked with resident leaders of two of those communities. While the AHA was saying publicly tenants would be relocated to better communities, Jones says residents never got any game plan for how that would play out.
So much of the conversation at that time was being, the tenant's position was being defined that they wanted to remain in the dilapidated property. Much of that attempt to define the tenant's position was coming from her and her spokespeople, saying that this was resistant about people who didn't want to move forward.
Jones says Glover was the resistant one and never did answer residents' questions. Soon, Glover would add a political foe to her list of critics. Mayor Kasim Reed thought her $325,000 annual salary was over the top and that the AHA failed to do much for Atlanta's poorest citizens. 2 years ago, Glover said she would step down, but gave no timeline. Internally, her date of departure seemed to be a well-kept secret.
It was something that I came back from a long holiday weekend, wasn't quite expecting it.
Housing Authority spokesman Sean Atkins says he worked with Glover every day and was a bit surprised to hear the news Tuesday.
Renee seems to be upbeat. Our board accepted her resignation. She thanked everyone for her many years of service.
No timeline's been set for hiring her replacement, but Adkins says it will likely take many months. In the meantime, Glover will stay on as a consultant for 90 days, helping with the transition. WABE was unable to reach Renee Glover. Spokesman Rick White said she would not be talking to the media, quote, anytime soon. Jim Burris, WABE News.